قال الله تعالى: إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم ذنوب ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. We are still in this chapter of taqwa and the great virtues of it mentioned in a few ayats before. This is the last ayat here. The compiler of this ahadith, of this ayat, explains, though there are of course many, many more ayats in the Quran Sharif also, but just a few are more than sufficient for those who want to make amal. For the believers, these are also enough. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, if you will fear Allah, that is, observe His commandments, stay away from His disobedience, amongst the very many favors which Allah will bestow you with, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا, Allah will give you furqan. Furqan is that to differentiate between right and wrong. Furqan is to be able to make the decisions. And each one of us, all the time, there are decisions that we have to make. Whether we are our own individuals, we are the parents in the house, we are the ustads in a class, wherever we are, we all have to be making decisions. Whether I must go now to this place or I must go later, whether I should go alone, whether I should go with somebody, all the time we have to make decisions. So if a person has got taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give him the correct decisions. He will make correct decisions, which in the terms of the hadith is mentioned, اِتَّقِ فِرَاسَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. That fear, the firasat, the deep insight, the foresight of a believer, for he is looking with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. That is, in all matters, Allah's nur is with him, and Allah's nur guides that person. The light of Allah, that spiritual light, guides the person. And this is a very great thing, because in any matter, even if we make a small wrong decision, then the result of it is catastrophic. Lot of things go wrong after that. So to be able to make the correct decision is a very important thing, and it is not in our ability. We don't have that capacity. Our minds can't reach till there. It is only by the nur of Allah, and Allah will grant that if we cultivate, inculcate within ourselves taqwa, Allah will give us the tawfiq of making correct decisions. And not only that, وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala will expiate, or Allah Ta'ala will remove all your gunas. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive you also. All your sins will be removed also, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you as well. As in many ayat, Allah explains that on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will grant this great ni'mat of forgiveness of sins. That means the sins that have been committed by a person, but by living a life of taqwa, and as is explained before, it doesn't mean that the person will not make mistakes. As a human, he is still going to err. But by the barakat of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. And not only forgive him, but those wrong actions of his, Allah will change them into good deeds as well. And the example of that, just to repeat again, is like we say, a person is ba' wudu. A person stays with wudu all the time. But it is quite common knowledge that nobody can be with wudu all the time. We all have to go to the toilet, our wudu breaks. We have to sleep, our wudu breaks. But a person is still called that he stayed with wudu, that whenever his wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. So he is with wudu all the time, he is counted among that. Like that, our taqwa will not be all the time. We are humans, we will err, we will make mistakes. But if we have that fear of Allah, and whenever taqwa breaks, just make tawbah again. And then that person is regarded as a muttaqi by Allah Ta'ala. And even a person who makes tawbah will be counted on the day of Qiyamah amongst the muttaqeen. And even in this world, for Allah's relationship with him, he will be counted as a muttaqi. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim. And all this is because Allah Ta'ala is very great in his grace, in his graces and his kindness. The fadl of Allah Ta'ala is that what a person doesn't deserve, and Allah gives it to him. That if a person didn't do anything, and Allah Ta'ala gives it. A person did an amal very weakly, but Allah accepts it fully. And Allah is not only that Allah does it like that, but he is al-azim, his fadl is azim, very, very greatly. We just have to be on the right road and make our little bit effort. Allah Ta'ala, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. A person who comes in hand span towards me, I go in arm's length towards him. So we just have to turn our direction to Allah, and Allah's mercies will come rushing and gushing towards us. A person who just goes walking towards Allah, Allah comes running towards that person. Of course, Allah is free of all actions of walking and running, but it shows that a person just makes his inclination towards Allah, and Allah's great help comes towards that person. So we just have to make our little bit effort of this taqwa. Allah Ta'ala will bless us in so many ways with this furqan, which is a very great ni'mat to distinguish between right and wrong. Today also, all of us that we are saying we are confused, and that other people are confusing us. The ulama are confusing us, but we don't realize it is our lack of taqwa that we are being confused. If a person has got taqwa, he won't be confused. He will see clearly that who is on the right and who is on the wrong. Who must I follow and who must I not follow? He will see it very clearly. He will have that confidence, not only that that knowledge, that conviction and that confidence also. So it is upon us that we develop that taqwa, and in all our matters, whatever it is, our day-to-day household matters, our business matters. And our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Niyasab, Rahmatullah Alayk, has explained also a beautiful prescription in order to make right decisions all the time. Any person who will read 7 times a day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Was ayat of Surah Fatiha, very short. While walking, we can read it any time. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Then Allah Ta'ala will give that person the tawfiq to make correct decisions. Whatever he has to make a decision, he will make the correct decision. So on taqwa, or by the barakat of the Quranic ayat, etc., Allah will bless us with this great quality. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal and enjoy the great benefit of making correct decisions for ourselves. If anyone else asks us advice also, that we can give them the correct advice, and that which will help us and guide us towards righteousness. For Akhiru Dawana.